after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live with your boy, Steady J, and one of my co-hosts with the mostest in the building. What's up, T. Melina? Is that the new thing you're going to start doing as?
No.
Is that going to be
no.
the new bit? I thought what you were doing. I'm telling you what. I thought you were doing that. I thought because, you know, because you got the out of A's at the end of your name and your name. I thought you were doing that like A, because you got four A's on your Instagram name. I was like, oh, that's kind of catchy. I thought that's what you were going with. But now,
yeah.
You know, you messed up my little,
I got three,
messed my spirit.
And the
up.
Other one, I got four. So.
I can't be keeping up with it. Why you got four here, three there, ten here?
I don't know.
What's with all?
When I made
how many
the
A's
other
do I
one,
have?
I didn't count it.
you just started adding them. I'm like, what's with the four? Four A's. What's with this? Oh Lord!
Because I had to change. I'm going to change my name actually again. Because it's like every time I pick a name, someone always copy it. Remember?
Seriously, somebody copied your name?
Yeah.
Explain this one, okay? You got to let me in on that because I thought that, you know, your name was pretty much. Yeah, if you pretty much copied your name now, you was trying too hard.
Yeah, you know how I mine is, I'm T. Melina. So, yeah.
Right.
And somebody else copied it. Well, not like the name itself, but, you know, I am. Because last time it was T. the model, and then, you know, you had, what, Angel the model.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you just did. I like T. Melina because, and I see that's why you went with the T. Melina by itself kind of vibe. I feel that's what you were going with it. So, nah, like I like your name. I like the name change when you change it to T. Melina. It stands out more. It kind of, it got that je ne sais quoi.
So you get what I'm saying now? Like people's copying my name.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep T. Melina. I get what you were saying.
No,
yeah,
about, like,
I know what you meant.
Yeah.
Oh, but
yeah.
You're talking about like how your username, you said You can't help that.
Yeah.
I mean, I started tripping out because, I mean, like, all of a sudden, well, nobody, there wasn't any Steady J's. Now people want to start going by Steady J. I'm like,
But it's not even the random people. But it's crazy because it's not the random people. It's people I know.
Oh, yeah, that'd be tripping you out.
Right.
That's always the case where people tend to want to, the people who's out there trying to compete, low-key compete against you, look at all the ones looking you right in your face every day.
Right.
So, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, so. I get it. I see what you mean. So, yeah, that's a username concept. Yeah, that's why, like, I try my best to have a name that I like that people are not going to copy. Like, everyone going to do the I am. Like, people going to try to do I'ms and IMs the exact type of way you do it out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And shit, that's why you got to do stuff your way. Because people going to copy every name. Like, but the thing is, people try to copy your swag, but unless they got your brain, they don't have the recipe to put all the ingredients together. So,
right.
That's how I look at it. Whatever, people. Whatever. So yes. Anyways, I'm excited because on today's show, let y'all know we got on the menu for tonight's show we got an interview with a very special guest. Toy Marie would be on the show. She was actually on the cover of the most recent issue of Human Cameras magazine.
Wasn't she on the old ones too? Yeah, I did my research. I think.
This is the first one she was on actually. The one where she basically made up a cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's her
I
first
went to
one,
both
faces.
That's
yeah.
what it is. Okay.
She's pretty dope. Her work is pretty dope. She's really good at picking. I like her choice in photographers she picked. She's really good at picking the right photographers. Cause it's hard.
I like her eyes. They mesmerize.
Yeah, them eyes, man. When people eyes. Because they get me in trouble. They can make me go do some stuff I wasn't planning on doing. Hey, Daddy. Zaddy, don't be mad at me, Zaddy. Looking at you, them eyes. I can't be doing that. You get the hell over there with them damn eyes.
The people with, like, different color eyes and the people with big eyes, we get away with things.
Because I'm like, the devil is a liar. So, no, I can't do it. So yes, you got to stay away from some eyes, man. You gonna rob a bank with somebody with some eyes like this? So yeah,
My child has big eyes like me, and then she is like sometimes she just don't cry. She just bat her ass. I'm like, oh my god,
Lord,
where do you get that from? She knows what she's doing. Like, I just don't understand what she got there for.
I have a petty answer to that question, but I'm refraining from answering. I will refrain from giving the petty answer today. I'm going to be full of positivity.
Now, go ahead.
I'm in positive mode.
Well, not me. I'm petty all 2018. As you can see, did you not see my status?
I mean, that is
yesterday.
Because for the people who have never been to the show before, we do have a segment called Oh So Petty. That she does later.
No,
so
I'm talking about real life too.
You got a reason to be petty.
No, I'm talking about real life too. Did you see my status yesterday?
I did. I seen quite a bit of status. You were chin checking a lot of people. I was like, damn, T. You chin checking all kind of people on your page. I was over there. I'm over at work laughing like.
Because.
And then
like,
I loved it. Like
I
people. Oh man, did you hit the lottery or something? I was like, this guy here corny.
Right. Yeah. I say yeah, maybe.
That was a weak. That was a weak response. All right. Well, we'll go to a music break. We come back. You know what? I'm gonna play some real soft. Since them eyes are making you think of soft music, I'm gonna play one of my favorite songs. You know, I'm playing one of your favorite songs, "Quiet Time" by Keith Harper. We'll come back. We come back. We should have my girl Tori, Tori Marie in the building, acting a fool with us.
Oh, that's
we'll back
that,
right here.
Her
on.
Name. Oh, yeah.
I know. Don't know right. Her name, Matt. So you gonna have you gonna have us late? Okay, we go to dead music break. Goodness, we'll be back after this, everybody. Here on Life at the Dust Live, your boy Sadie J and your girl T Molina.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. Feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Feeling all weak and you're kind of tired.
Let me do all the things that make you feel so good, so, so good, baby. I want to make love to your mind, sweetheart. I want to make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my, 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 my. Cause it's been a long week, baby. Hey, 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 yeah.
Feel it kind of worn down.
Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend a while with you. Just let me feel quiet with you. Ooh-wee, baby. Just let me feel quiet. I want to spend quiet time, just you and me. Just let me feel quiet.
All right, all right, all right, all right, yeah, yeah. All right, that was our boy Keith Harper, Quiet Time. That's something be making that's something, baby, you want to risk it all, man. It's like, it's so soft. And you like, you're like, what's up, baby? You can't be mad at me while you listen to this song. I want to make love to you while you. You know what's crazy? He was on the show before, and he played that song live. I was like, that's crazy. I'm like, wow. See, y'all never know what y'all going to get here on the show. Dude had the piano out, the keyboard out, and everything. He was playing live on the show. I was like, see, y'all been thinking y'all know what we gonna do on here. You don't know.
The show is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're gonna get. So we got our special guest on the line. Which before, I mean, warn you before she starts speaking, the. Them eyes get you, wait till she start talking. Because I was talking to her in the green room. I was not ready for that.
Country?
No, it's like real soft and smooth like butter. So, yeah, so welcome
smooth
to
like
the show,
butter.
Everyone. Okay. The beautiful, beautiful eyed Tori Marie, what's up?
Hey.
What
hey, everybody.
Is up, man?
Nothing much. Nothing much.
First off, you know, we're glad to have you. And if you haven't figured out by now, me and T think your eyes are beautiful.
Well, thank you. My mom and dad
don't
were responsible.
Thank God, because good God, you know.
Everyone asks me if they're real, and I'm like, yep, they sure are. They're real.
See, I'm doing my best. I'm using my best to hear my guests. I'm going to try to be good. first off, it was definitely a pleasure to have you on the cover of Human Canvas magazine.
I love being on the cover. That was exciting. It really was.
I usually start from beginning present career, but I had to go on that first because that was still crazy to me. Like, so you got to explain the process of how you came up or how you went about that. So, did you do the makeup yourself for that?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did the makeup myself. The process of it, whenever I knew it was cartoon, I instantly thought pop art. I was like, okay, let me see what I can do. Now, I will say it shocked me when I looked in the mirror at myself because I wasn't used to the different look. I was like, oh, my God, what is this going to look like? Well, it turned out real good, though. Like, I'm pretty artistic when it comes to makeup.
I like that you did you had the little accent mark on you to kind of, like, show, like, muscle definition and stuff like that.
That's one of my strongest things, like the features in my face. That's my strong feature, so I try to accentuate those as much as I can. So I was like, well, if I'm going to be a cartoon, I need to accentuate my bone structures and everything as much as I could. So it was a process. Scary one at first, but.
Right, because you say you look at yourself different in the mirror, and like, what does happen? I don't know if I look like it,
yeah.
But it was a great one. Like, it was, I liked it. I mean, obviously made the cover, so obviously we liked it. So, but, yeah, it was, I just liked how you took the concept and you did something that was unique. Because so many people, like with the magazine, they always go, well, I don't have tattoos. Well, it's a body art magazine.
Make them.
That means you can go so many ways. Yeah. You don't have to have tattoos. It always says the thing, tattoos, body art, body paint, tape. We go down the list. And you got that. Like, that's why I was so glad. Sometimes my covers, how I decide on them, is based off of showing the concept of showing people that different ways you can go about being the magazine, think outside
the
box.
Well, I don't have tattoos, so.
Right.
Neither do I. But I need to get some. I need to get this body baptized in the world of ink.
Yeah, I'm scared though. I have two. They don't hurt that bad. I have two. I got one going up my side, like on my rib cage, and the other one is on my thigh.
Oh, Lord.
It don't hurt that bad.
I have one tattoo, but you just can't see it. I have T's autograph to my heart.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So I'm gonna go backwards. So I'm jumping to the time machine. Bam. Okay, so how'd you get started into modeling? Like, what made you say this is something that you want to do?
Oh man, this takes me way back to whenever I was in middle school. It was that serious because I would watch America's Next Top Model religiously every Wednesday night. At 8 o'clock, I was on it. I mean, I was sitting there in the living room, catwalking, in some little heels and stuff. I was ready for it. Like, modeling has been instilled in me, because I just knew this was it. So whenever I got out of high school, I said, you know what, I'm gonna actually go for it. So I took some modeling classes, and then I'm kind of like a model school dropout. I kind of used the pictures, started broadcasting myself out there. I've always been one for the computer, social media, and then I started getting hit-ups from different photographers, and it just kept going from there. So from 18 to now, I've been on it, and it's paid off.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about before you came on the show early on. I was talking about how somehow you make really good decisions on who you choose to shoot, and sometimes that's not easy. Like, I mean, I'm gonna do consistency. Like, how, I don't necessarily want to use the word luck, but how do you, you know, how are you find yourself in a position where you are fortunate enough to find people who capture your beauty good?
I prayed about it. In all seriousness, I prayed about it. Because it's like these wonderful people came into my life. I've had the best people who were artists. And to me, photographers are artists, models are artists. And all I can say is God. That's it. Like, I just lucked up. It wasn't that I was choosing or picking. Like, God chose them for me. So.
Man, shout out to God, shout out to Him, because mm-hmm. Like I've looked at your stuff, like I keep saying that's a good picture, and like yeah, it's like a lot of people, it's like you said, because you pray to God to bring good people, it's like it's an energy that comes upon them to be on mm-hmm. their A game.
Like, I believe in positive energies. Like, I have to surround myself with people who want to further themselves. You know, you've got to be around people who want to succeed. So.
Exactly. Okay, so before I throw it at T, interrogate you, Simone. what would you say? Because y'all seen you've done a little bit of everything as far as modeling. You've done, as far as especially with photo shoots, you've done all the way to implied, to high fashion, to glamour, everything in under the sun. First off, how did you get yourself to that comfort zone of doing it? And what would you say is your favorite realm to go into as far as photo shoots?
Comfort zone? I've always been comfortable. Like, for some reason, I'm a nature kid. Like, I'm a hippie. I'm your modern day hippie. And I've always been comfortable with myself. And what would be my favorite is definitely the the artistic. It's more of turning myself into a cartoon or putting a bunch of flowers on my face or, you know, putting spikes on me or something. You know, that is the type of, that's my favorite. It makes me become a whole nother different character. So I would like to do more of that, you know?
I would say that is too, like, for me, I've always kind of wanted to get into it between doing body paint shoots and doing cosplay, just got into cosplay. Those are my favorite. You know, I shoot everything. Those would be my favorite. So, yeah, I agree with you. Artistic ones, they kind of just throw you, because you got to go to another world. You got to go to another mind. And in order for the picture to come out right, that's when you got to become an actor.
Mm-hmm.
With your stuff, and people don't get that.
And I love it. I love it for that 1 minute. Like, I'll have music playing or something. I did one shoot where I had body paint. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet. I was painting it all gold. And the whole thought pattern was Snow White and the Huntsman. And
yes, then you had Snow White thing around your head. Brick wall in the background. You see,
mm-hmm.
I'm quick on the research department.
Oh yeah, I instantly started thinking and I started moving, and that was it. I became a whole nother different person in the midst of that. So every photo shoot I do, I am another person.
Okay, I'm gonna throw it over to T. But her get you.
The interrogation time.
Mm-hmm. See, I told you, I'm the good one, ironically.
Mm-hmm.
It's May and T that's the bad one.
What? Don't do that. Okay.
What?
Besides modeling, what other things do you like to do?
Okay, well, I run my own business called The Vanity Affair. I like to decorate makeup brushes, hair brushes, and compact mirrors and sunglasses out of rhinestones. So if you guys have seen that anywhere on my social media, so I placed the little rhinestones one by one, and it is very comforting to me, so I started making a business out of it.
Like the Hello Kitty one you put out. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Tell
the Hello Kitty.
You can't even come to the show. We do our research around here.
That's mm-hmm. good, though. That's good, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like the one you made for yourself with the different lipsticks and things on it. I like that
one. Oh, yeah. Lord. Whenever I was doing that one, I was like, that was my first attempt. So I was just sitting there thinking, okay, well, let me see what I like. So I definitely put buns and fingernail polish and lipstick. I'm obsessed with lipstick. I also am a nail tech as well. So that's definitely my day job.
Okay. I see you say you like to travel. So what are the different places you've traveled so far?
I've traveled to Orlando, Florida, not for Disney. I traveled to Maryland, Delaware. I have been, of course, South Carolina, all over, in places in North Carolina. Let's see, where else have I been? I'm trying to think. Those are some of the main places for right now. I try to go to a different state each year. That's
okay.
My goal.
But make sure you put Richmond on your list.
But I'm a mountain girl, so I love Asheville, North Carolina. That is my peace haven.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure everybody's like, what? I'm really low key.
Now we got a listener who knows exactly what you're talking about. He's listening.
Huh?
He's out in North Carolina. He knows exactly where Asheville is.
All right. So, out of all your photo shoots, which one would you say is your favorite?
Oh man, yeah, no, that's a hard one there. Which one is my favorite?
Well, you could do a top five.
I know y'all did.
That would make it easier.
Y'all might play this for about an hour.
Well, you could do a top five. That'll be better.
Okay. Top five. All right. I will say the one that was my very, very first publication, the one where I'm dressed in all black and I got leather on. I got short hair in that one. If y'all have seen that one.
Sitting in the chair?
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Bam.
Okay. Rhinestone lipstick.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone's around.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
I know. I can't prepare, my friend. I can't prepare.
Well, I had the chair part right. Thank you.
I don't want to be. That was teamwork. That was super teamwork.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think for my second one would be the one in the cemetery. Because I was in the cemetery. The body paint one was another one.
The gold
dang,
body
all of,
paint?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dang. Now, all of them have been wonderful. Like, I have such a good time.
I like the one with the roses. I like
the
roses.
Oh, yeah. Now, that was fun, too. I really loved that one. I had a good time with that one, too, as well. I've never had a bad experience with a photo shoot in that sense, you know? It's always been wonderful. I'm always uplifting anyway. Yeah, I'm always uplifting anyway, regardless. I'll turn something negative into positive in a heartbeat.
Talk to him. I was just talking about that earlier. I was talking about energy. I said if you I had a status I was talking about, if you look at your timeline, and most of it's negative, then that's your problem. You're the problem, and you need to fix it because if you put out too much negative energy, you're gonna get that back in return from the universe. So balance
if
it out
I
with
see
more
something
positive
in
energy.
My timeline, I keep going. I'm not gonna read that.
Oh, I know. I mean personal timelines, because sometimes people are like that. But it's because if you put the stuff on your own timeline.
And it'd be the same people, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Misery Life's company, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's real. So, Misery Life's company. And I don't even think. I probably put. It just all depends on what you call negative. I normally tell people to just pray for me. If I'm going through something, just pray for me. But I try to put positive out there. I don't be sitting there ragging on anybody or anything like that. Because I want to put positive out in the energy, you know,
mm-hmm.
out there in the universe, come back.
Well, my main problem negative-wise is I don't like people who always want to mention problems, but they don't follow it up with solutions. Like, if you don't have a
mm-hmm.
solution, then please...
We sitting there talking about it for a whole month. Like, oh my god,
it's
scrolling
on
up.
It?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I need
to write a book. But go ahead.
Oh, someone wants me to write a book, and if I write that book, it'll be New York's bestseller.
That pillow. Mm-hmm. You know what's funny? Me and that person was talking about that.
Oh, I told you about the book joke. Oh, He listening. Offer to get him. That's funny.
No, that is funny. Nope.
Hold on. What? Because now, okay. Without giving out too much, because Tori, we got listening ears.
Uh oh.
But give me one idea. He said, I need to put it in the book. What did he say? Give me just one.
He didn't say what to put in the book. He just said, you should make a book.
Oh, okay. Good. Shout out to Ronaldo for that.
I know about you.
Because when he said, I need to put in the book, oh, man. Okay.
Oh, I know what you need to put in the book. Your little wild stories.
Life is more interesting than people. My life is more interesting than people give me credit for it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guess so.
Yeah.
Deep, dark secrets. Those 50 Shades of Grey type ordeals or something. Lord.
It ain't secret. People, I'm an open bookie. Come ask me. I'm going to tell you. It's all about the right question, and I'll give you the answer.
That's my problem. Mm-hmm.
We got some people calling in. I think people are calling in for you. Let's see. This person got to be from Georgia.
Georgia.
We got right here on Life at Dusk Live?
Hey, guys. Not just Georgia. The ATL. I'm calling from Atlanta.
All right.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Listen, you guys don't know nothing about the A. You guys are probably from, like, Decatur or something. But listen, I have a quick question for Tori Marie.
Yes.
Tori, I've looked at some of your pictures over here on the Instagram, and I just had a quick question. You wear some really tight pants in some of those photos. Where do you tuck your penis and balls so that they don't pop out of the front of those pants there? Where do you stick your dick?
I don't know. I don't have one.
What?
But I said I don't have one.
This isn't a tranny?
What?
Nah, she take it off. She take it off. That's what she do.
Now, I'm going to tell you how fucking lame this guy was. I was like, let me go ahead and let him make a fool of his fucking self. He called in earlier, and then he hung up because we didn't answer the phone fast enough. So then
he tried to call in again.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to let her. If he tried... Cause I know he was calling him, but I was like, okay, this guy must have been. I'm like, this guy, he was acting like he had a real question. And, you know, some people, I don't get y'all, but
No, y'all, that actually was a real question, for real, for real. But I didn't have a good answer. What could I have said?
You take it off.
Right wrong. I just take it off. I just have it off.
Yeah, I take it off when I do my photo shoots. I put them back on when my pants come off.
Because
I was trying so hard to even think of what to say. I was like, okay, what do I say?
I'm quick with it.
Did I tell him I tuck it real good?
Credit for originality because he did his reconnaissance and at least looked at the some people they call it, they hear black people's voices. And I usually got to deal with people calling me nigga and all that.
But the
crazy part
is he tried to act shocked. Oh, it's not a tranny? No. Goodbye.
But then y'all put the cricket song, started laughing. I was like, dang.
Oh, I put the cricket song because first of all, that was so corny. And two.
Because I was really waiting for his question.
I thought about hanging up on him sooner, but I was like, you know what? One of us getting ready to let his ass have it. So, keep on talking. And he hung up, and his ass hung up before I was going to get on his ass.
You know what, though?
Well,
you know what's stupid?
I got context.
Here's what's dumb. So these people call into the show, and they use their real phone numbers.
Right.
I'll give him a tranny, all right. We're going to have some fun tonight.
I'll tell you one thing, though. Stuff like that doesn't bother me because whenever
it don't bother me either.
Yeah, because whenever
you're
going to
get a dumb answer.
when I'm on live or something on Facebook, anything like that, they'll instantly be like, sir, or this, that, and third, just to seem like they're going to possibly bother me. But I've been trying to think of a way to be like, man, either go with it or not.
Well,
but I mean, hey, I know what I am.
When people ask dumb
questions,
you just screw
with them.
Dumb
all
answers.
Of a sudden, start talking to
I
deep
was,
voice.
I was thinking.
What you want, nigga?
All right.
That's how you do
get
it.
Get ready to do it, boys. Well, go ahead, Team Alina. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Y'all know me. If somebody asks me a question like that, what do? You tuck it? No. I take it off before every photo shoot, and then when my pants come off, I put it back on. Thank you. Have a nice day.
It's usually,
I had
a quick response. But he got you scared and hung out and say, it's usually your mouth. Click.
I love it, though, because you got them people that you're fans and you got them, you know,
yeah, he
the messed up people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That's perfectly fine.
He'll
perfectly
watch
fine because I'm always get that anyway. Now,
and
he's going
to still love
anyways,
you.
He got his little sign back to the regular schedule programming.
All right.
Oh my goodness, that was hilarious. Okay, so back to the hashtag not trending. So Tori got some questions for you. Getting your business. Okay, so I told you I was not gonna be. I was gonna possibly take it easy on you, but you know what? It's Wednesday. Wednesday's hump day, so on our show, I kind of lied a little bit. So, okay, so first question is,
what's your favorite sex position?
Oh, I wasn't going to take it there, bro. Okay,
God.
T. You see why I said T is worse than me? I was going to start off pain and work my way up to something a little less pain.
No.
T went straight
to
the jugular.
He's
got to
jump right in
it. Okay, T.
Oh, my God.
I told
y'all
you she was worse than me. You didn't believe me, Tori. You didn't believe me.
Oh, God. Well, I'll listen because I know I'm going to get a whole scripture. I don't know if I'm going to say that on air or not. Because, I mean, I'm a lesbian, so I don't know how I really want to say. You know, might as well go ahead and let it out, cat out the bag. So.
Mm-hmm.
You like scissoring, tripling? Yeah, I know all that, girl. I like girls, too.
I mean, you know, that heck, pretty much, there's not, like, a favorite one. It's all in how, like, intimate you are with somebody. You know, it's more of the sensuality. You know what I'm saying? Because you can say you like one position, and then all of a sudden that person ain't even doing it right. You just got to push them off. Like, oh, you ain't doing this right. This used to be my favorite position, but it ain't no more. Right?
Yes, I have no problem that I would just okay. Let me not tell myself today. I was so pulling up yesterday looking at girl on girl, but yeah. Okay, see you so much. T was safer than jugular. I was like,
right,
let me do a little foreplay. Let me work it up a little bit, and then you get to
now,
it. You was like, no, fuck it. Take your clothes off. Oh, here you go.
Yeah, I don't really like foreplay. I just like to jump right in.
Oh, dang.
Okay.
Oh, Lord have mercy. No, you just like to jump right in.
Yep.
Lord have mercy.
Okay. I don't know how I can go backwards now and work my way in. Okay, well, F it. Okay, because T's already taking that dark. I might as well stay there. Okay.
Yep.
This is a question we've not asked in a long time on the show. And by a long time, y'all know, people that listen to the show for a while, y'all know we go in with this question. It's a fan favorite. Where is the craziest place you've ever had sex at?
The craziest place.
Yeah, we've heard it
Lord
all.
Lord have mercy. The park.
The party is becoming a favorite on this show.
Ain't nothing like
outside
that.
Outside in nature. Definitely.
Where
outside
in the park?
In nature,
that's the next fun question.
Oh, God. Down there near the river.
Mm.
Oh.
See?
Mm-hmm. There's a stream that ran in the park. And that was the spot to go to.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm a nature
mm-hmm.
person, so that's the craziest
thing. Oh, yeah,
I've
done it in the rain before. That was fun.
Oh, no. See, you're trying to get sick.
Hey, I'm trying to have
it. Oh.
Hey, if I
right,
have my way, I'll do it. If I have it my way, I'll do it in the snow. I'm just, hey.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I don't know what girl going to let you do that.
Oh, no. No, that's too cold.
Hey, that's why I have to write the book to you.
oh, no.
Let me tell you how
yes.
to do this.
mm-hmm. Yes. And that's why it'll be on sale, because the game is to be sold, not told. one of our co-hosts is not on here tonight, Nay. She can beat us all. Every time she always shocks people. Crazy place she's had sex at was in church. In the church bathroom.
Oh, no. No.
Which this girl was having sex there in the church bathroom.
God. I would feel like, oh, no. I feel like I would get burnt up right then and there. I would feel bad. That's terrible.
I never had sex in church, but I had one of those weird sexual signs of guilt, because I remember, like, it was like I was trying to get ready for church, but I had just, like, the night before, I was just getting it in, and I was about to be late, so I had to hurry up.
Mm.
I had to hurry up. I couldn't find my drawers, so I'm all my dress being commando. I was commando in church, and I felt so weird, because this is one of those churches where you had to go, you got to take the offering up front, like, they don't pass the plate around, you got to take the offering up front, and I was just so nervous. I was like, man, people going to be seeing dick print, and they going to be seeing my ass, and I'm like, oh, girl, you ain't got no drawers on.
Oh, yeah. Be walking up in church like that, Lord have mercy.
Swanging around.
Folk. You know, the old folk would be like, oh, Lord, he needs going up there to the altar. They're going to lay hands on you. When you walk up to the altar, they're going to lay hands on you.
I stay seated the rest of that service. I'm like, y'all not going to catch me slipping. I was moving at quick speed down to drop my offering. I was like, click, get out of here.
Lord have mercy.
I got one more question for you. Here's the trick, you know. So sometimes some guests, you know, we give people a certain time limit, but sometimes if we like the guests that much, we let them be on for a little bit. But so yeah. You're probably like, what, we still on here? But yeah, that's why. Okay. All right, so one of my second to last questions. If you could, like, what's something that you want to do next? Like, if you could pick the perfect shoot to do next, what's something you want to do?
There is one that I want to do, and that's a mermaid shoot.
Oh, nice.
And that's in the process. That's getting ready to be in the process, the mermaid shoot. So hopefully that happens in June. And because that's one thing I haven't done. I haven't done the mermaid. I've done everything else. Like, I love seeing different stuff in my portfolio. So
yeah, they've gotten really good at making, like, making those mermaid tails now, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm going to have a mermaid tail and all. I don't know what color hair I'm going to have, though. I'm thinking about that one. Because my hair changes a whole lot. I love
Yeah,
colors.
I noticed that. Like you love color. You love a lot of color. I've noticed that. Because you had green.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites. That was one of my favorites. And that was for a Poison Ivy shoot. Did you guys peep the picture of where I was in the dirt and I had leaves on me?
See, I gotta go back and look at that one. Hold on.
Yeah.
You got me. You hit me up with one I didn't remember on top of my head. You got me.
Because it looks
see,
like
I'm
just coming
right
out
now.
Of the ground and.
Oh yes, I found it. Yes.
ZJ Glam did my makeup for that one. And Terrence Holmes did that picture.
Yeah, that one was pretty. That one was dope.
You had
the green highlights for Human Canvas.
Mhm. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I saw the one that you did. We had the magenta kind of color.
Magenta. Yeah.
Yeah, magenta, and it was mixed with a little bit of purple or blue.
Mhm. Yeah, now that was one of my favorites too. That was my favorite her to do. Because right now I've been doing jet black. Huh? Go ahead.
Oh no, you go. I was just marveling.
Right now I'm on the jet black for a moment, so my hair probably won't change for a while.
You did red. You did like the kind of gray color.
Uh-huh. Gray was my favorite, too. I did that for, because I was Storm for Halloween. That's why that ended up being gray. And I just ran out of stuff to do. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, you done red already, so. Man, what about like an orange? I've seen like real key orange colors that people have done.
An orange. I'm trying to see if I can find some orange. It would be really cool to have like it looked like fire. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. That's one color I haven't went for. I've been blonde before. I didn't like blonde on me too much.
Was it because you were acting blonde or?
No, I wasn't acting blonde. Now, I do have some blonde roots, though. I be trying to hide them. But, I don't know. It's something about it. It looks funny. I might try it again one other time, but I don't know.
All right, so my last question for you is, drum roll, please. If you can give a tip out to them, if you like 30-second tip, give a 30-second tip out to a model, let them know what they should do to get in the modeling industry. What would you tell them? Because people ask all the time, "How can I model?"
How can you? Okay. My tip is actually go through social media. For one, that's your best bet. Do time for print to build your portfolio up, first of all. Mm-hmm. Don't be worried about instantly getting paid. That's not what you're looking for. You're actually looking for to build your portfolio, and you're looking to make a comp card. If you want to be a part of an agency, it's easier for you to make a comp card with certain pictures and also having a portfolio built up. You'll get to meet different people who want to broadcast themselves out there as well. And then the money will come later. But you have to work for it. It's not something you can say, "Oh, I want a model," and you just don't work for it. It's not going to be handed to you. You got to work. And that's what I've been doing. So keep it pushing. And don't let nobody tell you that you can't do something. That's 30 second.
Well, we thank you for that. You feel free. The last few minutes, we're going to do the sex today. But we're going to do a quick Also Petty segment. T, what you got for Also Petty?
All I'm going to say is, people, don't forget who put y'all on and who made y'all and who gave y'all connects and put you into the modeling. Like, that's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to name no names today, but I'm just saying, don't forget who put you on.
She said she ain't going to name no names today.
Don't tempt her. She will.
I sure
go tagging them.
Oh, I tagged them. Yes.
Oh God.
She'll send it to them U.S. mail. Don't mess with her.
Oh.
All right. Well, this is the portion of the show. It's what's going on. T, what you got coming up?
I'm going to be working with Bernardo again next month.
Mm-hmm.
You're funny. I'm trying to get him to make me a website, so maybe.
Oh, cause he did build laserfocusphotos.com. Shameless plug.
I mean, he's really helping me out a lot. So shout out to him. I'm really thankful.
Mm.
I am.
Mm-hmm. It's good. And good photographers, I'm telling you, people who help you out, they are a blessing.
Yeah. Because I don't want to see some photographers and
So, Tori, what do you have coming up that we need to be on the lookout for?
Let's see. What do I have coming up? Well, I don't want to give away all my secrets.
They do this all the time to me. You fool to them. They all go, you're just going to have to wait. Stay tuned.
You got
to
wait.
To me.
You got
to
wait. Because even I'm waiting on it.
You can't broadcast your every move, you know?
Mm-mm.
I know, but give us a little something.
Not yet. Y'all got to see. I'm gonna post it.
And okay, we'll stay patient.
But keep lookout. Everybody's listening, keep the lookout. If y'all following me on Instagram, Facebook, get the lookout.
We got to change something. You got to change your methodology. From now on, you don't say follow. Because here on the show, we say stalk because we want stalkers. I'm going to tell you what stalkers is. Not the creepy ones. We talk about stalkers. We turn stalking into a good thing. Those people who don't just follow you on social media, if you got something going on, they support it. They there to support it no matter what time of day they got you. So, we say, how can they stop you?
Well, let me hit the little follow button right quick.
I mean, okay, whatever.
So where are the pages they can find you at?
On Instagram, stalk me. @the_notorious_Marie. And Facebook. and Facebook, of course, www.facebook.com/Tori Marie Simpson. That's pretty much it.
I heard that you're on that site, dustspot.com. Am I correct?
Oh, yes. Let me get on that. He came for me. Hold on.
That was me providing another shameless plug.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to see what my URL for that is, but I definitely know I'm under Tori Marie. I don't think there's any other Tori Marie's on there.
Nah,
I know
it's no other ones.
Okay.
Matter of fact, it's that simple. dustspot.com/stars/Tori Marie, or if they just search Tori Marie on the site, they'll find you. Bam.
Yep.
Just
if nobody else talks my name.
Mm-hmm.
You said the girl with the eyes.
That's all they got to do. Look for it. I have another recommendation for you, because another great site I love to use is Dream Angel Social. It's
oh,
one of my
a
favorite
minute.
Tools to use.
Oh, never mind. Dream Angel Social. Is that
it's
a
social? You can go to it's social.dreamangelmag.com, and that's another dope one. It's actually powered by the magazine Dream Angel Magazine. So yes, and that person's actually listening to the show right now too. They're like, oh,
okay.
I like Tori. So yeah.
Yay.
And he said you should throw that guy you were going to use a strap on him, since he wants to talk about dicks.
Oh yeah. Oh my. Oh, Lord, that was something today, because I was really wanting a question. He made it sound so professional. Like, I was ready.
Right. I was sitting there like, who this? But they do that. They reel you in, and then they get scared because they think I'm going to hang up on them, so they get scared. I'm like, nah, stay your behind right there. I have phone, those kind of people, because I start letting them have it.
Mm-hmm.
Lord. I did not know she was on your site. Oh my gosh, she's one of my.
Yeah, where have you been at, Melina?
No.
Melina.
I'm talking about.
Oh, especially she got this
LA,
one. She had this one picture where she like showing a little cleavage. She got the hat
no.
on.
No, I'm talking about LA Love the Boss.
No, she's not on the site. That's somebody.
I know somebody.
The photographer posted it. Yeah.
I follow her. She rap, dance.
So, yes. So, that being said, people, we about to roll on out. Remind
roll
you, if you miss the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, or just simply go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. It has a link to everywhere the show can be listened to. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher Radio app, TuneIn. Yeah, we're on major radio apps, people. I know, I'm like, what? Kutch is my pearls. I know.
Really?
So, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So, check him out. Tori Marie, we appreciate you for coming in, hanging out with us a little bit longer.
A good time.
I just joke. I just go with the spirit.
That.
Sometimes you just let some guests have some fun. The spirit said, let us stay on longer. Okay, okay, spirit. I'm listening to you.
No,
exactly.
Nothing.
But yeah, I'm glad to be on the show. I had a good time. I wouldn't mind being back on the show one day again. You know.
Oh yeah. We come on through. You fun. You know. Yeah, you said you was gonna be a nun, but you took your nun hat off, took your nun clothes off, decided to jump into the pool.
Man, yeah, I went ahead. I said, you know what, might as well.
Oh yeah, we had that way. It's this voice. That's what it is. It's this voice. His voice is like, okay, I'll do whatever you tell me to do.
Oh
I know.
My goodness. Oh Lord.
This voice is Star Wars. But yeah, so people, we gonna roll out the show, remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember when there's a J or there's a
T
there or a U, there is a way. Oh, y'all tuned in to the episode of Life at Dust Live, your boy Setty J.
Hold on, 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 hold on.
Tia Melina.
Oh, you got to say this because Nate not on here, so you got to say it. Hey, what's that public service announcement we say every week? See?
No matter what you do, remember to do it responsibly with your own spouse.
Hold on, see you. Hold on. Hold on, because you gonna put some swag on that saying. The proper service announcement is, if you're gonna hump somebody, please do it responsibly.
See, I was really wrong with the situation, but I was trying to go ahead and just be nice about it.
Put a little butter on there, like, bam.
All right,
y'all, we are out. Tori, again, we appreciate you. Of course, if you want to just randomly pop by the show, you can do that. You know, you want to come mess with us. Yeah, we love the random pop-up, so definitely do that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, y'all, we are out. Peace.
Bye.